From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, November 18th. Just ahead, we'll hear how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting mental health and drug overdoses. That story from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. For the past week, there have been more Illinoisans hospitalized with coronavirus than there were when the state experienced its first peak in the spring. To prevent Illinois' health system from overloading, Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced increased restrictions on businesses throughout the state. Hannah Meisel has more.
The restrictions, which take effect Friday, will close casinos, museums, movie theaters, bowling alleys, and banquet halls, but allow salons to keep operating. Gyms can also stay open for working out by appointment, but group fitness classes will be prohibited. Pritzker says the restrictions are aimed at slowing down the growth in new cases and hospitalizations, which scientific modeling shows could reach as much as 5 times the previous COVID hospitalization record from the spring.
Think of exponential growth like a snowball rolling downhill, picking up speed and gaining in size. As it rolls, it gets larger and faster until it becomes something so big that it takes extraordinary effort to slow or stop it.
Indoor dining has not been allowed in any region of Illinois since early November after all 11 regions of the state triggered initial mitigations. But outdoor dining will still be an option under the new restrictions. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The governor's announcement came as health officials reported more than 12,000 new COVID-19 cases and 97 deaths. The state is reporting nearly 11,000 deaths since the pandemic began. The 7-day statewide case positivity rate is 14.5%. Champaign County reported 930 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, by far the highest number of daily cases reported in one day. Officials tell the News Gazette the county cleared a backlog of positive tests, accounting in part for the huge jump. There are more than 1,500 active cases in the county, up from 772 on Monday. Hospital officials say there are 79 patients with COVID-19 at Carle Hospital in Urbana, with 7 in the ICU. Meanwhile, Macon County health officials reported 4 more deaths from COVID-19 yesterday, one man in his 90s, 2 men in their 70s, and 1 woman in her 90s. That brings Macon County's death toll to 93. They reported 125 new cases yesterday, pushing the number of active cases in Macon County to nearly 1,600, with 51 people hospitalized. Decatur Public School officials yesterday announced that they will follow guidance from the Macon County Health Department and have students learn virtually through at least January 15th. Health officials made that recommendation on Monday. Coles County health officials reported 2 more deaths from COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total there to 56 deaths. They reported 35 new COVID-19 cases. There are 776 active cases, with 26 people hospitalized. Elsewhere, earlier this year, the Supreme Court ruled that the Clean Water Act applies to groundwater contamination, which can leak into waterways like lakes or rivers. As Illinois Newsroom's Lesha Bushak reports, environmental groups are fighting to define how that ruling applies to Illinois rivers.
Environmental group Earth Justice held an oral hearing before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit last week to argue against a lower court's finding that the Clean Water Act does not apply to pollution from groundwater. It's part of a larger lawsuit aimed at fighting coal ash pollution in the Middle Fork Vermilion River. Earth Justice staff attorney Jennifer Castle says the lawsuit is one of several tools environmental groups are using to help define how the Clean Water Act applies to coal ash pollution in local waterways.
The metals that get into the water, they don't go away. They don't dissipate. Fortunately, we're working on all fronts, I would say, between the rulemaking and the lawsuits to try to get at this pollution and find a permanent solution.
The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency and Pollution Control Board are also currently in the process of developing rules that would specify how sites are cleaned up under the Coal Ash Pollution Prevention Act passed last year. I'm Lesha Bushak, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll hear from Side Effects Public Media about how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting mental health and drug overdoses. That's next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on the 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The continued stress from COVID-19 has heightened mental health problems nationwide. And some experts say that's led to an increase in drug overdoses. SideFX Public Media's Darian Benson reports.
With a surge in COVID-19 cases, Illinois officials are urging people to stay home. Other Midwest states, such as Indiana and Iowa, are adding restrictions to limit gatherings. That worries Brandon George, director of the Indiana Addictions Issues Coalition. He says restrictions might shut down recovery meetings for Narcotics Anonymous and other groups, just like in the spring.
We were lucky that with the seasonal timing of the first round of shutdowns, a lot of the meetings, a lot of meeting with other people and getting that community connection, we were able to improvise and do that outside.
In winter, that might not be an option. And for people with substance use disorder, George says isolation can be deadly.
We're finding less and less safe ways to be able to interact with folks. And addiction is deadly. Alcoholism is deadly. For some people, that might be the most deadliest piece healthcare-wise for them.
Closing down businesses and issuing stay-at-home orders helped combat COVID-19. But George says that might have done more harm than good for those with substance use disorder.
The solution for one pandemic was the opposite of the solution for the overdose crisis / epidemic that we're having.
Overdose rates are increasing nationwide. In Indiana, where overdoses started to go down in 2019, emergency departments are seeing a more than 80% rise this year. And overdose deaths increased more than 30% between January and May. The pandemic has made a lot of problems worse, including depression and anxiety. And that means more people might be turning to drugs and alcohol.
There's a term, the technical term is called comorbidity. And comorbidity means patients have more than one condition, two conditions.
That's Kurt Kroenke, a researcher with the Regenstrief Institute in Indianapolis. He says this is common in people with substance use disorder.
They're at much greater risk of also suffering from depression. Probably a third to half or more also have depression as well as their problem with opiates.
Kevin Farron used drugs to cope with mental health problems. He's 23 and lives in Fishers, a suburb just north of Indianapolis.
It's kind of like a scapegoat from anything, like whether it's anxiety, anger, anything you're going through. When you do it, you just feel completely numb.
He says he got clean this year.
In May was the first time I was able to, you know, kind of like deal with my life like a normal human being would, you know, actually being able to like deal with my anxiety, sit there and, you know, get a job and be a functioning member in society.
The pandemic has made it more of a struggle. He still gets the urges that led him to drugs.
So like sitting at home, it was definitely kind of like I would have those thoughts in my head to use. But I remember I'd hit that point of sitting there saying, you know, like, I don't want to go back to what I used to do.
Kroenke is working on a study that helps treat depression and opioid use disorder simultaneously.
So, I mean, you can imagine a person who has problems with opiates and depressed, it's going to be more difficult for them to participate in treatment for their problem with opiates. And likewise, someone who's depressed is going to be less likely to be interested in decreasing their opiates. Depressed is going to be less likely to be interested in decreasing their opiates.
Meanwhile, George and the Indiana Addictions Issues Coalition are preparing for the state legislators' next session in January.
COVID's not going anywhere. The overdose crisis isn't going anywhere. And we got to really make sure that we stay focused on both of those things.
They're pushing for more telehealth flexibility and an extension for the state's syringe exchange program. Those resources can help the recovery community even after the pandemic ends. From SideFX Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.
And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says winds will pick up this afternoon, but we'll see sunny skies with a high of 53 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Lesha Bushak, and Darian Benson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.